Mary had a little lamb,
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No. It's not that I have not seen. Nobody has ever seen this. This really is an outrage. And this is why I work so hard, the progressive community worked so hard in this election. Because what we knew this campaign, this election was about, you know, it's not just climate change or criminal justice reform or the economy. It is whether or not we continue to have a president in Donald Trump who is a pathological liar, who really is trying to move this country beyond the rule of law. And that is something that we cannot accept. And thank God we were able to defeat him.
Your colleague, Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, told CNN he's hearing from some of his Republican colleagues who wish to congratulate President-elect Biden, but say they can't do that publicly yet. Are you having similar conversations with Republicans behind the scenes?
Look, absolutely. You know, the average Republican senator is not an idiot. They understand that, you know, that Trump has lost. But one of the other things that we should all be nervous about and fearful about is the degree to which Trump intimidates and scares the hell out of Republican members of Congress. They are afraid to stand up to him. So you got a party, not of individuals, but almost a cult type party, where members of the Senate who know better, not just on this issue, on many other issues, they'll come up to you privately and say, yeah, Trump's a little bit crazy. But, you know, so, you know, I think I would hope, I don't want to, the Republicans won't take my advice anyhow, I know that, but I would hope that they get the courage to stand up as individuals, represent their constituencies, and to not live in fear of Donald Trump. It's not a good thing.
Oh, for God's sake.
In fear of Donald Trump. They live in fear of Donald Trump. They don't live in fear of Donald Trump. They live in fear of Donald Trump's voters. They need Donald Trump's voters. They want Donald Trump's voters. And that's why they won't develop the courage to defend democracy over Donald Trump. Period. End of story. John Nichols at The Nation crunched some numbers for us. It is pretty overwhelming. Trump got trounced. He got trounced. He got less of the percentage of the popular vote this election than Jimmy Carter got in 1980 when he lost to Ronald Reagan. 1980, that was my first election, my very first election. I believe that while I was still in line, Jimmy Carter conceded. I think that's what happened. No, honestly, this is amazing. I mean, the amount of votes that went for Joe Biden is insane. So, you know, why can't Donald Trump take a page from Jimmy Carter? Because he's no Jimmy Carter. That's why. Jimmy Carter was a businessman. Jimmy Carter is a businessman. And Jimmy Carter was a fabulous ex-president, you know? He conceded graciously, and then he went on to build homes for poor people. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Donald Trump conceding gracefully and going on to build homes for poor people. You know, that would be the first successful build that Donald Trump was ever part of, that he didn't just slap his name on top of. You know, that's where we are. That's what we're doing. It seems like the only state left, because Arizona, two more news organizations called it for Arizona. It's done. Okay, Arizona, margin of 11,000 votes. That's very similar to the amount of votes that Donald Trump won last time in Wisconsin, right? 11,000 votes. So nobody screamed for a recount. Nobody said, oh, it's only 11,000 votes. Let's not concede. That did not happen. The hypocrisy of this party is so tangible and knowable because it's on tape. Here you have the Trump crowd, I don't know what to call them anymore, the Trump sycophants, the Trump pansies. Here you have them on tape in 2016. Now remember, Hillary Clinton conceded within 24 hours. She needed a brief moment, remember? And she had to go for a walk in the woods. Remember that? She had to go for a walk in the... Can you imagine Donald Trump going for a walk in the... a walk. He would do it with a golf cart. So much for nature, you know? But here they are in 2016. Just, you know, love on this.
You have people out there calling for recounts that are unsubstantiated based on no evidence. This was a legitimate election, mm-hmm. and no one should question the fact that Donald Trump is the president-elect.
It's a fascinating group of these Democrats who can't seem to realize that it is time to move on. It is time to accept the fact that Trump will be the next president of the United States.
Hillary is on her sore loser tour, and now we have her going through recounts. You know what she needs to do? She needs to get over it. She lost. Yeah. Get out of the way and let Donald Trump be president.
Do you think the Democrats are sore losers?
Yeah, I do.
The reality is they're a bunch of spoiled crybabies.
Newsflash for many of the partisan Democrats and those in the mainstream media who continue to try to delegitimize President-elect Trump's massive and historic win last month. The election's over. Hillary Clinton lost. You have to win 270 electoral votes to be elected president, and President-elect Trump actually got 306. This is all really just an effort to try to delegitimize the win.
The left's going to lie. The left's going to be smirched.
They're going nuts now.
They can't accept the election results, let alone the fact that he's actually going to solve problems.
They have to decide whether they're going to interfere with him finishing his business, interfere with the peaceful transition, transfer of power to President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence, or if they're going to be a bunch of crybabies and sore losers about an election that they can't turn around.
This is America. We live in a democracy. Everybody, when they woke up in the morning, was registered to vote, could go choose. So how about respecting the majority that also live here, and their vote should count?
Shame on you. They have no moral compass, okay? They just none. It's just so unbelievable. So, you know, go for a long walk in the woods. Try not to get lost. That is how fumfering and phenomenally inadequate these people are. It's wow. You know, I mean, wow. And here was Hillary, and here was Obama, and all the Democrats. In 2016, saying it's time for the transition. Here it is.
We must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
So I have instructed my team to follow the example that President Bush's team set 8 years ago and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect.
I want to offer my congratulations to President-elect Donald Trump and wish him well for the American people.
We, of course, were all very disappointed, not more than disappointed, hard to accept the results, but accept we do. The peaceful transfer of power is what America and our democracy is about.
What was so hard about that? What is so hard about that for them? What is so hard about that? You know, it seems like the only place that they can win is, you know, the state of denial. They got victory in the state of denial, and there he runs unopposed. Maybe a state of emergency? I don't know. He wins in a state of emergency. The country is literally stricken with COVID. I mean, it's everywhere now. But it seems like the State Department is the only state that he actually has support in. Pompeo is standing in the way of the messages from foreign leaders that have been delivered through the State Department, which is the normal route to get to a president-elect or a president of the United States or a vice president-elect or a vice president of the United States. Foreign leaders go through the State Department because they have translation capability. They record everything. You know, it's all out in the open kind of thing. But the State Department is literally blocking even the congratulatory open-sourced, you know, messages from the entire world to Joe Biden and Kamala. This is just, I swear to God. So I don't know what his end game is. It's not clear. But whatever it is, it'll look like the Keystone Cops, okay? Because he's a moron. Like I said, if he went for a walk in the woods, he would get lost on a golf cart. Ah, nature. No, this is really sad. But remember, all his evil schemes are half-assed. Like, if Darth Vader was played by Adam Sandler...